Good morning and welcome to the FTS bet slip on Saturday the 9th of March. Apologies, my cold has deteriorated and I'm not in a good shape at all. Let's just revisit yesterday's podcast because these things are good fun. For those of you who are intimating that Dave was just jesting, you need to go and give your head a shake because Dave has escalated things to new levels. Dave didn't like my podcast yesterday. He will never be listening again, so he won't be listening today as I'm saying this. And I am the biggest C word in the world, but I'm a special kind of C word because I am not just a C word. I am a Tottenham C word, and that makes me the biggest type of C word in the world. So there we go. You learn something new every day. And I think those of you who are intimating he's joking, I think you need to come and sit and look at my inbox for a day. Because I'm actually wondering whether evolution is reversing and we're heading back to being apes. Because I think the intelligence levels of the world in a whole seem to be deteriorating. Maybe it's just me sat in my little glass box here that... I'm imagining it, but one of my favourite pastimes, one of the reasons I like Twitter, I do post, but not like some people. I have moments when I go off on one, but not, I read it though, nearly every day. I like to sort of at the end of the night when I like to read before I go to sleep. I'm not a big TV watcher, so I like to read, and I read books obviously, but I like to have a little scout through Twitter, and I like to see things like the responses to tweets by Donald Trump, for example, or if somebody posts something controversial about Brexit, you know, if Alistair Campbell, who obviously is a staunch Remainer, comes on and posts something, I like to read the responses. I don't like the content of the tweet the person posts doesn't actually bother me much. It's the responses, and Trump, I mean, putting any political influences aside, the man is just an orange-skinned, flappy-haired buffoon. That's what he is. And I mean, I am beyond comprehension how he became president, but if you visit America regularly, and I do visit America regularly, you can understand it. But if he tweets something, just go in and look at the replies. You don't need to worry what he said. It is just pure comedy. Because we do live in a world where, you know, people like that, you know, can say things and it can just be complete and utter bollocks, but there will be people who believe it and take it, and it is fact. And, you know, the phrase I use a lot, opinion becomes fact. And I find it really entertaining. You know, I find it staggering that the president can sit next to the chief executive of one of the biggest companies in the world and call him Tim Apple. I find it hilariously funny, but it's sad as well, and it's ridiculous that buffoon went on to get the position he's got. When I go back through history and the presidents, you know, again, political views aside, presidents on both sides, they were presidential, and we've got this four-year-old running around. But it's the replies, it's what he generates that makes me laugh when you watch it, read it, because obviously you have Democrats and Republicans go on, people who love him, people who hate him, but the replies are just brilliant, and that sort of gets reflected in my inbox. And where I'm going to is I mentioned the correct score market yesterday, and Ben at STL, I didn't say anything negative about him at all. I was actually talking about people's reaction to it, and I had an email about that. Now, I don't know who it's from. It's obviously from somebody who's a big fan of Ben, but it was anonymous, basically telling me that I'm talking a load of bollocks, and it's the best thing since sliced bread. Now, I don't know the method. The point I was making was, if you put, I said 35%, 35, 3,000, if he's got 10,000 views, 3,500 people act on that. Now, I'm assuming 10,000 people are watching it to learn something. So they're watching it to learn a method or whatever. So I think it's a correct assumption to think a fair percentage of them, then, having watched the video, learnt the method, are going to put it into execution. So I went for 35%. Let's say it's even 25%. So 2,500, 3,500 people. If they all bet tenners, that is 25,000 to £35,000. I'm looking at the correct score market in Man City v Watford, which is arguably the biggest Premier League game today. In the correct score market, matched Man City v Watford, the matched figure is 14,406. Now, if you know anything about Betfair, that doesn't mean £14,406 has been matched. It means £7,203 has been matched, because for the match figure on Betfair, they double it. They put £2 on the backside, £2 on the lay side. So in Man City v Watford, high profile Premier League game, team that's top of the table, £14,406, 7,000 in effect has been bet in that market for that game today. 7,000. That's from all the time that market's been open. If suddenly you get an influx of 25,000, 35,000, what's it going to do to the prices? If you're laying, it's going to drive them out, and you're laying at prices that you don't want to lay at. And if you're backing, the prices are shortening, and you're backing at prices you shouldn't be backing at because the value is gone. That's all I was talking about. I wasn't talking about the method. I wasn't talking about Ben. I was just talking about people taking a responsibility for when you're doing something, to look at what you're doing, why you're doing it, and the all-important factor is price. And if people aren't talking about price, when people put up 20 winners on the trot, if it's 20 winners at 1.1 and then they have two losers, you're going to lose money because of the commission. You've got to have some responsibility for what you're doing and look at price. And, you know, people who... We live in a world where people just want winners. You know, they'll back a horse, Hugh Taylor or whatever, at any price there, just because they want to say they have a winner. Everything is about making money. That's, I'd imagine, why people gamble. I know people gamble for fun. I don't get that. But if you want to do it seriously, it's all about price. And that was all the point I was making was, well, if you've got a method where lots of people are jumping on it at the same time, the likelihood is the prices are going to get shifted, and a good percentage of those people are not going to be betting with any value. They may win that one game, that one bet. Do it 1,000 times, do it 2,000 times, see if you're making money. And that was the only point I was making. I had a real abusive email about it because somebody thought I was digging out. I wasn't. I'm quite happy to read Ben's tweets and speak to Ben. I don't watch the videos because it's not for me. I do what I do. And that was the only point I was making. So I apologise for people who take offence to things. I know we live in a world where people take offence to everything. But remember, Dave says I'm a Tottenham C word. So... I must be. There you go. Right, that's that bit over and done with. Sorry, another 7 minutes of nonsense. Right, today, obviously, we've got the bets I mentioned yesterday. Norwich obviously won last night. It was a nice bet. We've got Motherwell today, I mentioned there, and the aways. Bury, Hearts, Dunfermline, Dundee, Forfar, Dumbarton. Some of those have already shifted in price, exactly what I was talking about. The horse yesterday ran like it was from another millennium. Sorry about that one. That was an absolute dog. So that won't. There's no horse for today. I will now be leaving the horses till Cheltenham. So Cheltenham on Monday, we're going to send out a free guide to you. Loads of stats. Really good. Friend of mine's put it together who's big into his horses, knows a lot more than me, and he's put that together. So I'm going to send that out on Monday. Tuesday onwards, I will be including a load of horses for Cheltenham in the podcast, trades, backs, my bets, and the qualifiers from the PDF, because there's trends and stats in the PDF. So we're going to go through every race and say, if you followed those trends and stats, these are the horses that qualify. So if you listen to the podcast next week, and even though I'm going on Wednesday, but I will make sure I get up and get the podcast out to you. I'll get everything to you from Monday, racing-wise. And hopefully you made a little bit of money with the trades last night. Den Bosch was 0-0 at half-time. And Gornick, I can't remember when the goal came. I can't even remember myself. Right, so on to today. No horse. The golf I'm going to leave as it is because we're... Twitter, I'll have to manage that via Twitter if anything happens tonight. So keep an eye out. Obviously, Horschel's there, but they're four back. Hopefully, he gets it going. Herbert's cap lander today, but again, you know, he may well pick it up. We'll see what happens. So I've got two football trades in addition to the sort of mentions yesterday. Mallorca versus Oviedo in the Segunda. I will just get the kickoff time for you for that. That is kicking off at 3 o'clock, and I will be laying under 2.5 goals. So you can lay under back overs. I'm going to lay under 2.5 goals. I'm going to drip that in pretty much from the sort of just after the game's kicked off through the first 15 minutes, and I will green up when a goal goes in, and there hopefully will be a goal go in. So that is Mallorca versus Oviedo, laying under 2.5. You can do the other and back over. And Ado Den Haag versus, I think it's Heerenveen in Holland. Again, I'll just look up the price and kick-off time from when I wrote it down. Yeah, Ado Den Haag versus Heerenveen kicking off at 6:45. I'll be laying over 3.5 goals. It's currently 2.62. Most I'll lay is 2.7, so I'll be laying between 2.6, 2.7, with a view to again greening up 25-30%. We need 4 goals to get beat. So just one of those patient trades. So yes, that is it for Saturday. Obviously, as I say, you've got those mentions. I've read those out. Golf, I'll cover on Twitter this evening if anything happens. No horse mentioned Cheltenham. I'll deal with that Monday. So it is Mallorca versus Oviedo and Ado Den Haag versus Heerenveen is where your trading action is. Have a great Saturday, whatever you're doing. And I'll be back tomorrow morning early with a shorter, sweeter podcast. Gonna just keep it to the bets tomorrow, and then obviously we've got Cheltenham week, which is one of my favourite weeks of the year, and I'm really looking forward to it. If anybody is at Cheltenham on Wednesday and would like to try and meet up and have a drink, then I'm more than happy to do that. Just give me a shout. Obviously it's busy, but hopefully if somebody's there and fancies a drink, just give me a shout. And obviously I'll be meeting a load of you at the seminars over the next 6 weeks. Have a great Saturday, and I'll speak to you in the morning.